Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Yeah, emotions are running high. Things are a little raw in my personal life, but that just kind of folds into what's going on with Ford versus Kavanaugh versus Justice in the United States Senate and the Senate Judiciary Committee, which voted earlier today on a party line vote, which we all expected, to send his nomination to the floor. Jeff Flake, probably aptly named, saying that he's not going to vote for him unless they add another week for, you guessed it, of course, FBI investigations. And, of course, what do you think is going to happen if Mitch McConnell and kind of folds to that and says, okay, we'll punt one more week? And actually, Mitch McConnell, I don't believe, constitutionally can call the FBI to do anything. I think the White House is going to have to do that. That's the executive branch function. The FBI doesn't report to the Senate, to any committee, except they can involve them. But I don't know if they need White House approval. I think they probably do, because the Congress doesn't have any jurisdiction over the FBI. They don't answer to them. FBI doesn't answer to Congress, but they get involved, obviously, with all kinds of things. We know all about that. If you've been paying any, if you have a pulse at all in the last 2 years, you know that. And so what is this circus going to turn into, and what's going on with justice in this country and the presumption of innocence? And innocent until proven guilty. And certainly Kavanaugh has not been proven guilty by any stretch of the imagination. And you couldn't walk Christine Blasey Ford into a court of law in this country, except maybe in San Francisco or something, and get a hearing. You just couldn't. A grand jury would do nothing with it, because there's no – I mean, the people that she mentioned have all given sworn statements that they don't recall any of that. There is no actual corroborating evidence. There's no actual evidence. There is – I think that this is a broken woman that was used by Senator Dianne Feinstein and the entire group on the left, because it's not about Ford. What are they – another – if they're willing to, if the left and the pro-abortion crowd is willing to stand by and not just look the other way, but make sure. Thank you, Donald Trump, by the way. And I'm being facetious, because he signed an $854 billion spending bill today that will keep the federal government open in the new fiscal year. He criticized Democrats for refusing to fully fund his border wall, but he signed it. $854 billion spending bill, another omnibus, which he said he'd never sign another one like that. Funding Planned Parenthood. Great. Thanks. And so the whole thing, if they're willing to stand, not just turn their minds, turn their eyes, look the other way as 60 million babies are aborted. And yes, all the mothers, and I don't mean to be harsh here, all complicit. The abortionists, all complicit, obviously. All of that. And not just standing and looking the other way, but enthusiastically endorsing providing $500 million a year through federal funding to Planned Parenthood, the number one killer of babies in America, and all of that, and all of that going on. You don't think they'd be willing to sacrifice Christine Blasey Ford, who I personally believe has some kind of abuse, something happened to her? Listen, at this point, I'd be like, let's look into her family. Because I think something happened to her. Could she be that good, that contrived? Could that whole thing be smoke and mirrors and it's just a big fat lie? I didn't think so. I watched most of her testimony. But she's got, and that's all messed up and all the holes in there. And how did she get to this place that we don't know where the place is on the day that we don't know? And the house that we don't know. And then how did she get home? Because she was only 15, all that stuff. Could she be that wickedly deceptive? I mean, I'm sure some of you would say, yeah, sure. Sure she could. I'm not in that camp. I think she's being used. I think you have a broken woman who was sexually assaulted at some point. Something happened, I think. And then she tries to get involved in this process for whatever reason. She thinks it's Kavanaugh. Is that politically motivated? I don't know. Maybe. The whole thing's crazy. And then Feinstein. Oh, we'll keep it quiet. And then it gets leaked out to the press. And then she ends up saying, oh, maybe it was her friends, who didn't have a copy of that letter anyway, running for the hills. You don't think they would sacrifice the life of Christine Blasey Ford and go, oh, that's too bad. And the Me Too movement, right along with it, that's too bad. For abortion, of course they would. And then what would they do with Kavanaugh in order to save their little god of abortion? Oh, anything with delight. And obviously, I think they all feigned, oh, this is so difficult, blah, blah, blah. I don't think it was difficult for them at all. I think they're that enraged. I think they're that given over to this little G God called abortion that they're going to sacrifice anybody. If you're willing to sacrifice 60 million babies, you don't think you'll sacrifice everything else? Please. And so, yep, that's where we are. And so it's just brutal. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phones today if you want to chime in on this. And really, only if, not hearsay, okay? If you're just going to react because you've listened to some stories or watched some coverage. If you watched Christine Blasey Ford's testimony, did you watch that? What did you think? If you watched Kavanaugh's testimony in the afternoon, what did you think? Did you watch any of the confirmation, the judicial committee this morning? Did you watch any of that farce? What'd you think? And what do you think needs to happen now? And if you want to chime in on that, and many of you are probably chomping at the bit, 866-34-TRUTH is our number today, and every day, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884, or 866-34-TRUTH. And then, you know, there's so many things that my head's going to explode before we get to the end of the show. I mean, National Review is calling for their editorial board. Yep. Confirm him. The Wall Street Journal came out. Yes, confirm him. The American Bar Association, which is uber liberal before, had all kinds of glowing things to say about them. Lindsey Graham, who's all of a sudden the hero of the right, who's not very conservative at all, he went off yesterday, and I thought it was great. I thought what he said was great. But then you consider the context, and it's too little, too late, Lindsey. You should have been upset about a lot of other stuff before this. But I do appreciate what he said, and I thought it was right on the money. But he read this glowing thing from the American Bar Association, which is uber liberal. But then once there's blood in the water, they change. Now they're calling for another request, another delay, at least a week so that the FBI can investigate. Investigate what? And the most recent charges are ridiculous. And the porn star's lawyer, who's a scumbag, obviously, he's gotten a zero credibility. And so we delay a week. It's not if, it's how many. How many additional crazy allegations are going to come out against Kavanaugh? Oh, and then we need another week. The writing's on the wall there. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. It's the Steve Noble Show. Curious to see your reaction. Did you watch some of the testimony of Christine Blasey Ford? I mean, I found myself feeling for her. Is she telling the whole truth? Is her memory somehow messed up because of the amount of time, 36 years, all kinds of things there, trauma, PTSD, all that kind of stuff. But there were other things, how she got there, how she got home, doesn't know. All the thing about couldn't come to Washington, D.C., afraid to fly, really intense fear of flying. But then you find out that she flies quite a bit. And that's not a perfect testimony. And it wouldn't hold up in a court of law because there's no corroborating evidence or witnesses that are credible. There's nothing there. It's he said, she said. And now in the court of public opinion, we shoot first and ask questions second. Or Kavanaugh. Some people were saying Kavanaugh, oh, this guy's a psycho. He was so angry yesterday, which means he shouldn't be on the United States Supreme Court. And I'm like, that was anger? I think that was righteous indignation. And like I was just saying to my friends on Facebook Live, if you want to join us there, just go to the Facebook page, the Steve Noble Show, and you can join us live by video here in the studio. We're live Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Either Brett Kavanaugh's telling the truth and that was righteous indignation, or he's like the junior achievement antichrist. If he can be that deceptive over all these years, gang rape guy, set up the gang rapes, have all those parties, try to rape Christine Blasey Ford, and then he covers the whole thing up by being like a choir boy and Mr. Catholic and the basketball and go to Harvard and all the other stuff. But he's really a psychopath, and the whole thing is he's hidden the whole thing until now. He's finally found out. Because it's either one or the other. But if you want to chime in on this, 866-34-TRUTH is the number, 866-34-TRUTH, or 866-348-7884. Let's go to Iris, who's calling in from one of our newer friends out there in San Francisco area, I believe. Iris, thanks for listening and calling in. Go right ahead.
Hi, Hi, how are you doing today?
Fine.
I was calling because I saw the testimony yesterday, and to be very honest, it was quite hard not to believe her. And then when he came on, it was hard not to believe him. So I have no doubt that something has happened to her. But at the same time, I have no doubt that Brett Kavanaugh is telling the truth. What I did want to share with your audience, and that I recently read on the MichaelSavage.com website, which kind of questions the identity of Dr. Blasey Ford. It says, well, besides being a professor at the off-brand university in Palo Alto, out my way where I live, she also works at a major university down the street from Palo Alto. She just happens to head up the CIA undergraduate internship program at Stanford University. Christine Blasey's brother, Ralph III, used to work for the international law firm of Baker and Hostetler. Who is that? That's the firm that created Fusion GPS.
Right.
The company who wrote the Russian dossier. They later admitted it was only a collection of files of sealed interviews. Baker Hostetler is located in the same building where the CIA operates three companies called Red Coat Inc., Admiral Security Services, and Data Watch. They are operated by Ralph Blasey II. He is the father of Christine and Ralph III. Right.
So, Iris, let me ask you this. Based on that, and there's all kinds of information out there, and she's obviously very liberal. She's been very involved with liberal causes, anti-Trump causes. There's all kinds of stuff out there. But how did that affect you? Were you thinking about that before you saw her testimony yesterday or after?
No, this came to my attention this morning. When I saw the testimony yesterday, it affected me that she was very honest in believing that something actually happened to her.
Right.
And I have no doubt that it did. But when I saw him, he was fighting for his life and his family and his reputation. And for someone to look at him and say that he's angry and he's not well-tempered and look who he was, it's a very judgmental place to be when someone's fighting for their entire life.
That's exactly what I saw yesterday. Iris, I'm gonna let you go just because we got a kind of a bad connection. But
sure.
That's some great information. I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for listening. And we don't often get to, hopefully we'll be getting more callers from our friends out there in San Francisco on the station we're at in San Fran, which is great that we're on in California. We appreciate that. The light for San Francisco, which is KDIA, AM 1640. But that information, you got to start looking at, hey, listen, nobody's innocent in this deal because there aren't any innocent people. But you start paying attention to that and her background and you start going, okay, does she have an axe to grind here? Certainly looks like it. She's very liberal. There's no question about that. And then there's a bunch of holes in her testimony. But it was compelling. I don't know. Do you think that something happened to her? Or do you think she's just that good? She's that good of she's a crazy left, liberal, leftist, anti-Trump, completely controlled by that. And she has the ability to lie as effectively as she did before the Senate Judiciary Committee and this massive onslaught of media. I think she's more like a pawn. I think she's been used and now abused, and I don't think the left actually cares. Now, that was the moment, you know, that was fascinating with Feinstein when they're talking to her about, you know, you guys had this letter, and it was supposed to be held in confidence, not supposed to be out there for anybody to see, yet, boom, then it hits the media. How did that happen? Well, I mean, it wasn't leaked from my office. I don't really know. And then one of her lackeys around her whispers something. She goes, oh, yes, I did ask. And they said, no, it wasn't us. And then eventually she's thinking, Feinstein actually said this, that she thinks maybe it was her friend, Christine Blasey Ford's friends. Sorry, Senator. Her friends didn't have the letter. You had the letter. Christine had the letter. And her attorney had the letter. So her office, somebody in there absolutely leaked it, which meant they didn't give a rip about Christine Blasey Ford. They only cared about one thing and one thing only, and that's not even Kavanaugh. It's abortion. That was the one thing that they really wanted to deal with, right? So now you got the Senate Judiciary Committee. They voted today along party lines, 11 to 10, of course, to send it out to the floor for a vote. Jeff Flake, who was thinking he was calling all the shots because he was cutting a deal earlier, that, hey, I'll vote yes, and we'll get this out of the Senate Judiciary Committee. If you agree to a one-week delay of the actual vote to allow the FBI to investigate, I would add, some more. And again, the FBI, all they do is they go get information, they bring back, give it to the president, give it to the White House, and the White House would share it with the Senate Judiciary Committee, or in this case, with the whole Senate. And to delay it a week. That's what Jeff Flake thought he was getting, that deal. And then they called for the vote right away. They didn't nail that down. And so then they voted 11 to 10. So it goes to the floor. And they're going to start talking about it. They started talking on the floor already today. I think that officially was supposed to start tomorrow. And then they, you know, originally the plan was to vote sometime next week. Now, what's going to happen? Because they talked to Trump. They got to Trump pretty quick. Minutes later, when asked by reporters whether he's willing to reopen a background investigation, President Trump said, quote, "I'm going to rely on all of the people, including Senator Chuck Grassley, who is doing a very good job. That will be a decision that they are going to make, and I suspect they will be making some decisions soon. The decision on timing for a vote will be up to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell." I'm reading from a Fox News article. I've got a bunch of different sources today, so don't just think I'm Mr. Fox News guy, because I'm not. Through the McConnell, through the administration, though the administration has authority over any investigation. The Senate had been expected to launch into full debate over the weekend with a final vote tentatively set for Tuesday. Flake earlier gave a major boost to Kavanaugh with a Friday morning announcement that he would support him, saying, "I left the hearing yesterday with as much doubt as certainty." But he immediately came under heavy pressure, with protesters accosting him and Democrats lobbying him on the sidelines to reconsider. If Flake remains a yes, there would be 48 pledged Republicans, with Senator Susan Collins from Maine and Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, the two remaining wild cards. Senator Mike Enzi, the Republican in Wyoming, is not announced, but he will definitely vote for him. They need 51 votes, so the whole thing's up in the air. What's going to happen? And if they bring the FBI, if McConnell wants that and Trump gives it to him, you think you've heard the last of these crazy accusations? You haven't. They'll keep going. Yeah, that's an appropriate song. Do you feel like you need a getaway car? Well, let me offer you one. Here's a getaway car for you, and I definitely need this myself. Next week on Thursday, October 4th, 7 p.m. here in Raleigh, North Carolina. We do this annually, Called to Worship. It's a great night of praise and worship, and people that are a part of this show and a part of this ministry and come out to support what we do, the platform. Great praise and worship music by Matt Papa, who's one of my favorites. We have a great testimony from Caleb Kaltenbeck, who's a pastor and an author. He wrote a book called Messy Grace. All his parents all ended up, they were gay, so he hated Christians and he got saved. And so how do you stand true on God's word on that particular issue when your own parents are on the opposite side of it? And that was thus the title, Messy Grace. That is a testimony and a lesson that we all need to learn. And then we'll also all do an onstage interview with a former Planned Parenthood manager from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and our friend Justin Reeder from Love Life. So we kind of tie in different testimonies and stories and important information, important topics as we gather together to praise and worship in spirit and truth. And also it's the one public, kind of open public thing that we do every year, as well as a fundraiser for the ministry. So that's next Thursday. And I definitely will need that night of encouragement and just to unplug from all this stuff and just to spend that time with my brothers and sisters in Christ. I would really love for you to be there. It's an awesome thing that God does every year. It's encouraging to me and to the ministry, to our board, an opportunity to support this platform financially, because you're listening to us on the radio because we're buying airtime. That's how Christian radio works almost exclusively. We have to raise money to buy airtime so that we can do what we're doing today and every other day. So you can be a part of that if you're in North Carolina, especially if you're here in the Triangle area, listen on the Truth Radio. You can go to the website. You can go to thestevenobleshow.com. We've got it right there. Or you can just text the word worship. This is super easy. Text the word worship to 66866, and I'm going to end up sending you an email, and we'll get you registered for it's free tickets. And it's just an awesome event. RFA Church here in Raleigh, great church partner of ours. Chad Harvey, many of you are used to hearing Chad on the radio. Great church, beautiful, incredible facility. It's just a really powerful night. So you can either text the word worship to 66866 or just go to the website, thestevenobleshow.com. Or if we're friends on Facebook or you want to add me on Facebook or go to the Facebook page, you'll see all that information there as well. So I hope you'll do that. I think we all need a night away to just go get together and worship the Lord together. So talking about the Kavanaugh nightmare and what's going on there. And I wanted to talk about recently Neil Gorsuch. Why didn't this happen? Why didn't we go ballistic over Neil Gorsuch? Why didn't this happen?
Some people say, well, that's because Neil Gorsuch wasn't a sexual predator.
No, that's why it didn't happen. Neil Gorsuch was going to be a replacement for Antonin Scalia, right? Scalia died, unfortunately. And then we go through that, had the whole mess with Obama and then wanting to replace him. And then they didn't do that at the end of the term, there's definitely precedent for avoiding that with an outgoing president. And then Trump nominates Neil Gorsuch, and this didn't happen. There is plenty of opposition, but you're replacing arguably the most conservative member of the court with another conservative. So that's neutral. You can look at that and go, that's a neutral move. No big deal. Status quo. But when Anthony Kennedy retires, he is the swing vote. And as soon as you mess with the swing vote, you put, and I'm not convinced, by the way, that if the right case made it to the Supreme Court that could overturn Roe versus Wade, or at the very least send it back to a states' rights issue, which I think would be the compromise position. I actually think our founding fathers, because of the defined right to life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness, life, that they would make that a federal issue and ban abortion. They wouldn't allow it. They would not say that's a states' rights issue. That's a national issue, a federal issue, life. That's what I think would happen. But even if they compromised and went to a states' rights issue, she'd have some states would allow abortion, some states wouldn't. But as soon as that got on the chopping block, and again, I'm not convinced that Kavanaugh would actually vote to turn it over. I'm not convinced of that. But he's certainly a better shot than Elena Kagan or Sotomayor or Ginsburg, right? So all of a sudden, Anthony Kennedy decides he's going to retire, which that was planned by him under a Republican presidency because he was nominated by a Republican. So, you know, he's trying to protect that. And he was a disappointment in many ways. You have a problem with a gay marriage, and you should, as a law of the land. That's Kennedy. That's Kennedy did that. The swing vote. And now you know you got four on the right, for the most part, four on the left, Anthony Kennedy in the middle, and then all of a sudden you're going to put a white Catholic who's pretty conservative. I don't think he's uber conservative, but he's pretty conservative. Now he's going to be the swing vote, and he's more likely to consider overturning Roe versus Wade than Anthony Kennedy ever was. So all of a sudden, now it's game on. The status quo with Neil Gorsuch, but with Anthony Kennedy, the whole thing is up for grabs. And the whole thing is really just one thing. And that one thing is abortion. That's what the whole thing is about. That's why you get somebody sick like this, Barbara Boxer. Thank you, Lord, that she's not there anymore. So she's talking to Chris Matthews about the way that Kavanaugh acted. Boxer said, well, let me say that it was an exhausting day for everybody, and especially for women who have had this experience and for women who have had relationships with very angry men. See where she's going? And I think, you know, I've listened to your commentary. I think you're right. All of a sudden, she's talking to Chris Matthews, we see a man transformed from a choir boy who up to now has said, after hours in front of the committee, he lived this very perfect life, which he never said. All of a sudden, his anger is triggered. Oh, yeah, we got to use the word trigger. And what we saw today is someone who we could now see attacking a woman. So in Barbara Boxer's world, because she has to defend abortion, a man who gets angry because he's been charged falsely, I believe, and then all these other crazy allegations by an attorney with some whack job lady. I'm sorry, but that you go look her up. She looks pretty wacky to me. And he's the attorney for the porn star Stormy Daniels, so he's got all kinds of credibility. And now he's a gang rapist, too, and he sets up gang rape rooms, and that's Kavanaugh. And his family gets dragged through all that. And all this nightmare of the last 2 weeks, as Lindsey Graham called it, hell. And he said hell and then some is what Kavanaugh said. And he's angry and it's righteous indignation, I think. I think he was totally right to do that. I think that's why Trump got elected, because you had somebody that was willing to stand up, take the gloves off and swing back. Start hitting back. I think that's what the culture is. I'm not baptizing that personally. But I think that's what happened. I think Kavanaugh had a right to do it. So this lady, Barbara Boxer, because she bows down at the altar of killing babies, has a fine time saying, oh, now I could totally see that he's somebody that would attack a woman. Man, unbelievable. Okay, just trying to keep it on the rails. I think I will play Lindsey Graham's tirade when we come back and start the final segment, because I think it's worth hearing. And I think I applaud him for doing it. I'm not all of a sudden going to go buy a Lindsey Graham for president t-shirt. He's been a rhino. But I really appreciate what he did yesterday. Here's an article about the abortion thing, all right?
which is why Gorsuch didn't get hammered and why Kavanaugh is. Kavanaugh they're seeing as the great threat to Roe versus Wade. And that's why they're going to pull out all the stops, and there's nothing they won't do. Nothing. There's nothing they won't do. You have a party that's willing to support, fund, champion, say God bless you, and receive Margaret Sanger awards and support Planned Parenthood, the number one killer of children in America. You don't think they'll throw other people under the bus? Please. So back to this article. It's about abortion, plain and simple. For years, progressives have wrongly regarded Justice Anthony Kennedy as the only thing standing between women in the back alley. So Democrats vowed to do whatever it took to stop President Trump's nominee to replace Kennedy even before Trump named his successor. Because Senator Feinstein had no interest in the truth of the allegation, Ms. Feinstein's interests were purely political. Fire up the resistance, bring home a high-profile scalp for the Me Too movement, and shore up the left flank in order to fend off a progressive Senate challenger. That's what she's doing, right? How else to explain Ms. Feinstein's invitation to actress Alyssa Milano, a leading Me Too activist? Do you believe that? That was like, come on, really? A has-been actress, Me Too movement, with her clipboard and a little note on the back, prominently displayed behind Kavanaugh. I was like, oh, wow. I almost just threw up everything watching that. How else to explain her repeated references to farcical claims that Judge Kavanaugh was part of a teenage gang rape ring? Ms. Feinstein's behavior makes clear she played Ms. Ford like a pawn. That's not a condemnation of Ms. Ford. It's a condemnation of Senator Feinstein. Saying so isn't surviving shaming. It's a Senate shaming. Let's be honest. Senator Feinstein allowed two people and their families to be the subject of death threats and to be publicly humiliated and emotionally destroyed. Ms. Feinstein and her Democratic colleagues don't care whether they traumatized Ford, destroyed the reputation of a faithful public servant, or destroyed the credibility of our public institutions. Because, well, abortion. And that's it. If you don't think that's it, God bless you. You need to do your homework. Pray for some wisdom. Pray for discernment. Because that's absolutely what this is all about. It's all about abortion. You want to know who the God is in America for a good chunk of our country? It's abortion. Child murder. Listen, I've been going through the Bible in a year. And I'm still in the Old Testament. I'm in Ezekiel, Lamentations, 1st 2nd Chronicles, 1st 2nd Kings, and Molech here and Molech there, and child sacrifice here and child sacrifice there. And God lowered the boom for all kinds of stuff. That wasn't the least of it. And here's where we're at in our country. Child sacrifice. And willing to see what we've seen in the last couple of weeks out of the United States Senate. Unbelievable. Pray for our country. All right, so it looks like the Republicans are doing what they normally do, caving. And by the way, I got to mention, this just broke. I just found this online. Donald Trump signed spending bill today. You didn't hear about that, did you? Nobody wants to talk about that. The big talkers like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, almost never Sean Hannity, and Glenn Beck. I mean, they're not talking about this. An $854 billion spending bill that Trump signed, right? And he's saying he's acting like he's going to veto it, yada yada. No, he signed it. He signed it. And guess what's a part of that? Well, the little God that we're talking about today, abortion. So we're still funding Planned Parenthood. So if you're one of those people, and I'm not, if you're one of those people that think Donald Trump hung the moon, and I'm not, he is a total mixed bag for me. Has he done some great pro-life things? Yes, he has. Amen. Thank you, Lord. But this one, this continual funding of Molech, and I know I sound like a crazy Christian now, this continual funding of the of Planned Parenthood, $500 million a year, and they just keep signing it, keep signing it, keep signing it. Wow. Just sick. And he said before he wouldn't sign another bill like the omnibus bill they signed in the spring, yet he signed this one. And they're throwing a bunch of little mini-bus bills in there, which gets us to December 7th. And he keeps talking about he wants more money for the wall, acting like the wall's being built. It isn't. The whole thing is sick. All right, here's the breaking news. Golly. You thought yesterday and today was bad. It's going to get worse. God help us. The Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee on Friday called for the FBI to conduct a limited investigation into the allegations of sexual assault against Brett Kavanaugh before a final vote is held on the Supreme Court nomination. In a statement, the committee said it is requesting that the Trump administration instruct the FBI to conduct the investigation, which would be limited to current credible allegations against the nominee and must be completed no later than 1 week from today. So they've given him another week, 1 week from today. Has to be completed no later than 1 week from today. On Friday afternoon, Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, Republican Iowa, agreed to a limited supplemental background investigation after several undecided senators whose votes are needed to confirm Kavanaugh called for a week-long FBI probe. So that was Flake and probably Collins, although she's not on that committee, but Flake certainly. And I think Grassley probably. Unplugged my headphones. I think Grassley probably is in there as well, trying to be nice because they're held captive. And I know that's a strong statement, held captive by the Me Too movement. Because you've got, this is a nightmare scenario, because you've got Christine Ford's testimony, which was compelling. And so, you know, there's holes in it, no doubt about it. But I think emotionally and the way she handled it, she's compelling. I mean, but at points where there's laughter and kind of this lightness, I'm like, I had a problem with that. I had a problem with a lot of things. But generally, I thought it was compelling. And so if you come out and say, no, we're gonna drop that, because it doesn't matter about evidence, lack of evidence, no corroborating evidence, no all the witnesses that she claimed were there are all saying, no, I have no recollection of that. That makes sense. There's nothing. You couldn't get a grand jury to do anything with it. That's what the prosecutor from Arizona who did the questioning for the Republicans said. That you couldn't bring this to a court of law. This would go nowhere. It's going to go somewhere now because it doesn't matter. We shoot first and ask questions later. Why? Because of abortion. It doesn't matter. And so here they are giving it a week. So if I were a betting man, I'd be on the Vegas website right now trying to see how many. All right. So my friend Cindy said she was not compelling. We need to stop saying that. She was underwhelming. and I'm glad Cindy said that, because it's easier for a woman to say that than a man, because I say it. And now I'm anti-Me Too, and I don't give a rip about women who have been sexually abused and assaulted, which is ridiculous. Why? Because I'm a Christian. I care about all of that. So for me, it's a little harder. I feel compelled to keep my powder dry a little more, which is part of the problem. Because it's got to be about evidence. It's got to be about the rule of law, which is a big deal for the Lord, by the way. Justice. And people can be compelling. And they can be lying, or she could be messed up in the head and doesn't remember right. I'll say it this way. She wasn't as bad as I expect her to be. How about that? But then you get into this catch-22, and you can't question any woman that brings this up, because there are women that haven't brought it up because they've been treated poorly. Like in the church, we haven't handled that very well. Joy Brown Forrest, our friend, will be back on next week to talk about that. Good timing, Joy. Thanks for that. But you set all that stuff aside. And guess what? I'll loft above the Me Too movement every day of the week and every week of the year. Unborn children. I'll loft them up above that all the time. All the time. So, but a week. So they're giving them another week. And you know what's going to happen? You ain't seen nothing yet. I know we said that yesterday. You ain't seen nothing yet. And then you see more. You ain't seen nothing yet. And then you see more. I'm going to go ahead and play this. Let me pull this up. I'm going to yield most of my time here at the end to Lindsey Graham, which sounds funny in and of itself. But on this one, I'm glad he went ballistic, just like I'm glad Kavanaugh went ballistic, because to me, that was righteous indignation and the right thing to do. Lindsey Graham yesterday lays into all the Democrat friends. And this is, he's been a rhino for years, but finally, I'm glad he stepped up.
At 9:23... on the night of July the 9th, the day you were nominated to the Supreme Court by President Trump, Senator Schumer said, 23 minutes after your nomination, I will oppose Judge Kavanaugh's nomination with everything I have.
Abortion.
I have a bipartisan, and I hope a bipartisan majority will do the same.
Abortion.
The stakes are simply too high for anything less. Well, if you weren't aware of it, you are now. Did you meet with Senator Dianne Feinstein on August 20th?
I did meet with Senator Feinstein.
Did you know that her staff had already recommended a lawyer to Dr. Ford?
I did not know that.
Did you know that her and her staff had this allegations for over 20 days?
I did not know that at the time.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said hello, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy.
That's the whole point.
This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. Are you a gang rapist?
No.
Golly.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham. That you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None.
That's the truth.
She's as much of a victim as you are.
Pawn.
God, I hate to say it, because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process. You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend. Do you consider this a job interview?
The advice and consent role is like a job
interview. You consider that you've been through a job interview.
I've been through a process of advice and consent under the Constitution, which...
Would you say you've been through hell?
I've been through hell and then some.
This is not a job interview.
Yeah.
This is hell.
It's a crucifixion. This
is going to destroy the ability of good people to come forward because of this crap. Your high school yearbook. You have interacted with professional women all your life. Not one accusation. You're supposed to be Bill Cosby when you're a junior and senior in high school. And all of a sudden you got over it. It's been my understanding that if you drug women and rape them for 2 years in high school, you probably don't stop. Here's my understanding. If you lived a good life, people would recognize it. Like the American Bar Association has the gold standard.
And then they went around and
his integrity is absolutely unquestioned.
Yep.
He is the very circumspect in his personal conduct, harbors no biases or prejudices. He's entirely ethical, is a really decent person. He is warm, friendly, unassuming. He's the nicest person. The ABA. One thing I can tell you, you should be proud of. Ashley, you should be proud of this, that you raised a daughter who had the good character to pray for Dr. Ford. To my Republican colleagues, if you vote no, you're legitimizing the most despicable thing I have seen in my time in politics. You want this seat? I hope you never get it. I hope you're on the Supreme Court. That's exactly where you should be. And I hope that the American people will see through this charade. And I wish you well, and I intend to vote for you, and I hope everybody who's fair-minded will.
Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, and you have to watch that one. If you haven't watched that one, you got to watch that one. Because, there were times yesterday and even this morning, but times yesterday that, especially during Kavanaugh's time in front of this the crowd, it's like you're right back in Nero's circus, that I was weeping for him, I was weeping for his wife, I'm weeping for his daughters, and I'm weeping for this nation. Because, and we're willing to do this, the left is willing to do this for what? So that people can kill babies at will. God bless the United States of America? Man, that's getting hard to say. We just need to cry out for mercy and justice and truth. And if you're not spending time on your knees between now and the end of this mess, you say you love America, you don't. You don't. We need to be praying. This is Steve Noble. God willing, I'll talk to you again soon on Ever Forward.